Chapter 1. The Two Kinds of Knowledge. One of the recent discoveries in our spiritual laboratory has been that there are two kinds of knowledge. The knowledge that our schools, colleges, and universities teach has come to us through the five senses. It is safe to say that there is no knowledge of chemistry, biology, metallurgy, or mechanics or any other field of research, but that which has come to us through the five senses: seeing, tasting, hearing, smelling, and feeling. Our bodies have really been the laboratory in which the research work has steadily gone on through the ages. That knowledge is limited. It cannot find the human spirit. It cannot discover how the mind functions in the physical brain. It cannot find God, nor discover the origin of matter, of life, of force, or of creation. All that it can discover are things it can see, hear, taste, smell, or feel. We call it sense knowledge. Then there's another kind of knowledge that has come to us through the revelation called the Bible. This is revelation knowledge. It brings us in contact with the Creator. It explains the why of creation, the reason for man, the nature of man, and the ultimate goal of man. It deals with things that the senses cannot discover or know without assistance from this revelation knowledge. The unhappy fact is that sense knowledge has gained the supremacy in the church. The church is a spiritual organization, a spiritual body to be governed through the spirit instead of through the senses. When sense knowledge gained the ascendancy in the church and the fountain of the church, the theological school, the church ceased to be a spiritual body and simply became a body of men governed by sense knowledge. You can see why sense knowledge, which cannot understand spiritual things, will deny miracles, will deny answers to prayer, and will deny the deity of Jesus, discrediting his resurrection and miracles. It is to be expected that sense knowledge will deny the miraculous because it cannot explain it or understand it. The chief quest of sense knowledge has been for reality. Man's spirit craves it. Reality cannot be found by the senses. It is only discovered by the spirit. Sense knowledge has sent forth men called philosophers, searchers after reality. It is a profound fact worthy of every man's consideration. The man who really knows Jesus Christ, who has received eternal life, never turns to philosophy. If he has been a philosopher, he gives it up because he has arrived at reality in Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the reality, and the life." Jesus, then, is the answer to all true philosophy.